Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, the Pella City Council had quite the focus on the future coming up at the most recent meeting this week. And one of the projects that people really, I think, have a lot of interest in is the potential redevelopment of Oskaloosa Street. What was the services agreement agreed to by the City Council, and what's it look like moving forward and trying to get a plan in place to redevelop that corridor?
Yes, Andrew. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, we did approve a contract with Snyder & Associates, and the purpose of the contract is to develop an Oskaloosa Street redevelopment plan. Now, when we talk about the Oskaloosa Street redevelopment plan, what we're talking about is a plan to recruit more commercial development to the Oskaloosa Street corridor. The study period that we're going to be looking at, or the geographical area for the analysis, Andrew, will extend from the intersection on Oskaloosa Street at Main Street and Oskaloosa Street. It will actually extend on Oskaloosa Street all the way out to 240th Avenue. And as we said, the overall intention is to develop a plan to recruit more commercial development within this corridor. As a part of the analysis, we're going to be taking a look at this community as a whole and analyzing the demand for commercial development and what we can actually support for commercial development. So once we identify a needed demand or needed additional commercial activity, what we will do is within this corridor, we'll actually develop strategies to recruit that commercial or needed demand for commercial development within the corridor. Now, with this, Andrew, I want to state that this analysis has different aspects to it. Obviously, recruiting economic development will be heavily emphasized, but along with that, we'll actually be looking at the corridor itself, the properties within the corridor, and analyzing their ability to support additional commercial development. And within that, there could be additional zoning changes within the Oskaloosa Street corridor. Along with this, we will be seeking public input. There will be public input sessions planned for the plan as well. And I would just like to wrap up, as far as the overall cost of the analysis, it's just over $26,000 with this. And we're looking to actually kick this, starting the plan late May, early June. And the study period will actually most likely last until November of this year. But overall, once we're done, we want to have a strategy. We want to be able to identify needed commercial development within our community. And two, we want to have an economic development plan for the Oskaloosa Street corridor. Three, we also want to be closely in line for any needed zoning changes that may need to occur on the Oskaloosa Street corridor. So in summary, we're hoping to have everything wrapped up by November, but it is exciting. It is a major corridor within our community, and we're looking forward to get the process started.
Well, and one of the things on that corridor just to the east of the study area that has been one of the most popular amenities in the city is the sports park. And over the budget sessions earlier this year, a lot of the discussion about getting some new fields out there, and that project is now moving forward. The City Council approving an engineering services agreement to move ahead with their portion of the project for phase two of the Pella Sports Park. How important is it, you know, in your mind to get this project going again? And it's a very exciting prospect because there's a lot going on with that beyond that as well.
Well, as you said, Andrew, what we approved last night was an engineering contract with Civil Design Advantage, and they're commonly referred to as CDA. CDA was the engineer on the first phase of the Pella Sports Complex. The engineering agreement itself was just over $104,000, and it was for phase two of the project. And to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about phase two of the projects, we're talking about two additional baseball, softball fields out of the complex. We're also talking about a parking lot addition of over 100 parking spaces at the sports complex. In addition, we're going to be making additional modifications to the south restroom facility, adding additional restroom facilities onto that structure. And finally, one of the bigger components on this is we're going to have a multi-purpose trail that will be installed at the Pella Sports Complex. It's just over 3,100 linear feet. It'll be a 10-foot trail within the complex itself. The estimated cost for phase two on the project is just over $860,000, and the city share is about half of that at $431,000. The remainder of that will be provided by Fields for Our Future, and that will be raised through private donations for the project. Now, from the city standpoint, we're very excited for phase two. Anyone that has been out to the Pella Sports Complex knows it is a premier facility within South Central Iowa. We're very proud of how phase one turned out, and we look for a similar quality with phase two on the agreement. Now, Now, as far as the timeline and some of the specifics, once again, our agreement of CDA was just for over $104,000, and this is really the first thing that needs to occur as far as hiring an engineer, develop the plans and specifications for the various components on the complex. We're actually hoping to have the design phase of the project done by this fall, and hopefully we can be in a position to bid the project or the individual components for the project by late fall this year. So stay tuned for more improvements at the Polo Sports Complex, but anyone that's been out there knows it's a very busy place. And I'm sure the addition of the two baseball and softball fields will come in handy in the future.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.